Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
High noon here on Jones and Keith, WEEI.
This is apropos of a couple of things.
Yeah, the clown music could apply to the Celtics.
It could.
But that's not who it applies to right now. No. It is Justin Turpin, WEEI, Pure Hoops with Turp joining us here at High Noon. We'll get to the Celtics in a moment here, Turp.
Yeah, give it to me.
But there are people. Isolate that.
Let's do it.
There are people out there. Isolate that. There are people out there who are lost big hunks of money, Turp.
Hams.
On your Saquon PS5s. Barkley. Well, yeah, I guess it's really more potential winnings
than actual lost
wages out there. On your Saquon Barkley bozo touchdown
bet.
So
first of all, how dare you?
Yeah, first of all, exactly.
Yeah, I was going to come in with the prepared statement, but I feel like these things are better to just kind of off the heart.
Yeah.
I just want to apologize.
You don't want to look like you're reading from a statement.
No.
And there's a drive to deep left field, and it'll be a home run.
Apologize to you guys. Apologize to the listeners.
Deep left field by Castellanos. It will be a home run.
It's a home run.
Yeah, trust
that'll
me.
Make it a 4-0 ball game.
Needed me to come through, and I didn't. So, good to accept.
All right, so you can't pick Saquon again.
No, I don't think I can pick this week, to be honest.
Oh, you want out this week?
Let me pick Jonathan Taylor. Let me pick Jonathan Taylor or Josh Jacobs. They're just ahead of the stack.
They're on bye.
Okay, so I'll get Josh Jacobs.
You would pick Jonathan Taylor on bye this week.
Unreal.
Yeah. So
what do you think? Should it be?
I'll take a suspension.
No. I think it's a
must win.
Yes.
It's a must win, yes. And then we're either going to
You've
do
been
a
put on notice.
Okay.
I think you're put on notice. Your back's against the wall.
Yeah.
And how are you going to respond?
It's a bad mistake. So
it is.
If it is a benching, I totally understand it.
Yeah. And what made it worse was the Monday Night Football part of it.
I don't like that he's asking for a bench.
No, you're not getting a bench. Yeah, getting a bench.
I don't like that he wants to get benched.
It's all or nothing.
I'm 1-10 or whatever. The morale is
low. No, we know. We know.
1-9, whatever it is.
Yeah, 1 win, 9 losses. Not
and I've started to cheat. I've started to take like minus odds players.
Yes,
so bad,
almost exclusively.
I think Saquon was plus
Saquon
money.
Was
oh,
plus
that's
money
right.
This
that is
week.
That is
yeah.
true.
And you guys gave me credit for it on Friday. I was like, all right, this is not going to go well. That was when I knew it.
Yeah, so you're not getting the benching you want over there.
No,
you masochist.
So I think
you're gonna play one more week, and then your back's against the wall. And if you don't hit this week, then
we'll either do a 4-way parlay or we'll just have Shine.
I was looking ahead. The Jahmyr Gibbs odds aren't that bad. It's like -170 or something. Which is,
it has to be -135 or better.
I say it's Terp's pick. Terp, you do whatever you want with that
my
pick.
Life here.
Terp, you do whatever.
It has to be a touchdown for him. Can he pick a game?
No. Touchdown. Yeah, it's touchdown parlay.
Bozo touchdown
parlay. We're trying to make it easier on him.
No.
That's a good idea.
No, Terp, it's
you
your
think
pick.
He can pick a game?
I don't know, maybe.
Terp, it's your pick.
I did hang on Survivor pretty long. Not as long as you guys.
No, I'm still going. So
yeah, that's true.
No one as long as Keith.
That's right.
Known for
I've heard that before.
Known for lasting a long time. So, I would say you do whatever you want. It's your Bozo touchdown pick for now.
Okay.
This is potentially the last week, so you do whatever you want with your Bozo touchdown life there.
Okay. All right, give me
and
Josh
you pick
Jacobs.
Whatever you want.
Okay. You don't have to do it now.
Lock it in.
No, I'll do it. I'm getting way ahead of this. Just give me Josh Jacobs.
Plug that right into the document.
Scored in like every game except for one.
Just Jacobs, Josh want. Jacobs. Yep. He's Josh Jacobs. He's season-ending injury. That's
it. Confirmed no touchdown.
Very hurt in practice.
All right. The Celtics, by the way, Terp, another loss last night. Another bad loss to the Sixers specifically, just like opening night. They had a win sandwiched in there in the middle over Philly. You look up at the standings. We're 12 games in. They're 5-7. They are not only missing the playoffs entirely, they're not even in the play-in as of today. There's four teams worse than them in the East. They are the three-win Hornets, the one-win Nets, the one-win Pacers, the one-win Wizards. Other than that, that's where the Celtics reside.
Not great.
How bad has it been?
I mean, the clutch is what I look at with this team, and it happened again last night. They're 2-5 in clutch games this year, and the NBA defines the clutch as a game within 5 points in the final 5 minutes, and they just can't win those games. And if you look at the advanced numbers with them, they're 21st in offensive rating, 28th in defensive rating, a minus 32.7 net rating. That's points per 100 possessions. That's atrocious. They've been outscored by, I think it's 18 points, the second most in the league in those clutch moments. And you're seeing it's not like those, you get a lot of leeway because you're talking about a team that's figuring itself out, a younger team. In those moments, it's not. Mm. And last night, it was Derek White and Jaylen Brown. It's like your most established players need to show up in that sense, and they're not. Now, I understand like everyone's learning new roles. It's still a new feel, and it's a new system, but you got to find a way to win those close games because you're going to be playing in a lot of them.
And not that Jason Tatum hit every buzzer shot he ever took. Obviously, like we talked about it quite a bit last year and some of the numbers that he has had there. But is that what you think is the biggest issue right now is for guys like Brown and White to now be like in an elevated role and like our game on the line? And even if they are the ones taking the shot, just having somebody like Tatum out there would cause all kinds of attention.
I don't necessarily know if it's that because they're two defensive rebounds away from being 500.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, instead, you're 5-7 and you're sitting at your worst record, worst start to a season since the 2014 season. You're two defensive rebounds away. Just get a rebound. Yeah. Like, that's kind of
well, that's what's tough
because
last night's the game where they actually have the rebounding edge for the game, yeah. But then when you need one or two, you desperately need one, you can't get it.
It was one of their best rebounding nights last night, but everyone's going to remember that offensive rebound that cost them the game because that's when that stuff matters. Like, you can do it, and obviously, like, there's so much that has to go wrong during a game to be in that situation in the first place. So it wasn't perfect, and last night we saw it with the shooting. But you got to get those rebounds in those situations. Like, that cannot happen. It's cost them two games.
Jaylen Brown, I thought, would carry them to more wins than he has through 12 games. I thought he individually would look better. How would you grade Jaylen's start to the year?
I mean, I think he's been great. He's fourth in scoring, total scoring this year. He's doing just about everything he can. It's like when you're looking down the roster,
What about winning games and taking over late in games? And, like, he needs to be that guy without Tatum. So the numbers are the numbers. That's fine. You know, last night they needed baskets down the stretch, and he wasn't providing them. So, I don't know. I mean, I guess I'm more talking about that. And they're 5-7. He's the best player on the team. He's got to wear some of that.
Yeah, I mean, what was it? The Orlando game, he only had 2 points in the fourth quarter, the Friday night loss. Last night, I think it was only three. Like, yeah, he has to be better in those scenarios, but no one else is hitting shots. They're kind of forced. They're throwing two at him. There's really nothing he can really do. So I think part of it is he needs the players around him, and he's not exempt for this. Like, he hasn't been perfect. He's been very good, has been perfect, especially down the stretch.
But if he needs players around them, then what is he? You know, and
well, then he's Zach LaVine. He's right. Like one of these guys that could put up points on a bad
and
team.
And I thought he was better than that. And he has the luxury of being surrounded by great players and typically Tatum when he's healthy, but I thought he was a lot more than that. If he's just a guy who, when they double and triple team him, they erase him and teammates have to beat them, then what is he? And I that's disappointing to me.
Yeah, I mean, you said it earlier, though. Like, they had Jordan Walsh playing down the stretch, and he's been great, but, like, Jordan Walsh and Namir Shkaita's in your closing lineup. Like, what do you want him to do? You know, like, again, he hasn't been perfect.
Score.
But, like,
I want him to take over.
Those
and
guys
not,
are kind
of maybe
not
try to dunk
moment.
At the end of the game. Maybe instead of trying to dunk and, you know, put somebody on a poster, get the basket, lay it up, like, go with the easier hoop. Like, I don't know. I think there's a lot he could have done in that game last night.
And they try to get it to him at the end, and they blew it up, and it's a 40-foot shot in the final minute there. And, you know, the execution just hasn't been there.
Obviously, the big man we knew going into the year was going to be an issue. I think Kata's more than fine. Like, I like Kata.
Yeah.
I think Kata's
he's been one of the
pretty good
positive developments.
Yeah, especially like in the modern NBA. This isn't, you know, Patrick Ewing, David Robinson, Shaquille O'Neal. Like, those guys aren't really in the league. So I'll take Kata. That's fine. Sort of the ups and downs of Josh Minot. Like, you know, there are certain nights where the guy looks great. There are other nights where not so much. I guess that's just kind of what you're going to get, right? But, like, where are you at with him specifically right now?
The whole The collection of wings is really interesting to me as well, because you've seen this with Hugo Gonzalez, where he's had good games and then hasn't really played the next game. Josh Minot's been great since he got inserted to the starting lineup, but only 8 minutes last night and didn't play in the second half. And I think that's kind of the luxury they have when they have a lot of depth with, you know, like with Jordan Walsh playing well and Sam Hauser as well. But, I mean, it's part of it. I think it's his first time in an everyday role. He hasn't really played consistently, so that's going to be part of the learning curve. But yeah, for the most part, he's been good. It's just these last couple, you know, he struggled a little bit.
So the fact that we're dealing with Minot and Hugo Gonzalez and Jordan Walsh, who, I'm sorry, the more he plays, the worse sign it is for the team. Like, I
he's been good, though. He's been, by the numbers, the last four games, he's been
His defensive
very good
numbers, I know, are allegedly good. That's a real small sample size. Like, his numbers last night on Tyrese Maxey, for instance, are really good. I take Tyrese Maxey 1,000 times out of 1,000 in that matchup.
Shot 1 of 9 against him, though.
Say it again.
Tyrese Maxey shot 1 of 9 against Jordan Walsh. He forced 3 consecutive stops down the stretch.
It's one game, and I would tend to think that that's a small sample size with Walsh.
No, it's all a small sample size, but like, he hasn't had much opportunity.
No, I think for a good reason. If you have good players, he doesn't need to play a lot. So I think the fact that you're playing those guys on the wing, Minot, who I actually been pretty impressed with, Hugo, who does nothing for me, Jordan Walsh, same. Like, the fact they're playing so much, that you do go back to the offseason and you go, you know, you could have had actual players on this team. You didn't have to be playing those guys, some combination of them, 30 minutes a night. You didn't need to do that. And it's just, it's odious to go back and look at the way they approach this offseason to play guys like that every night. And that's a big part of their problem.
Yeah, I mean, I look more at the size as well. Like, the part of the reason the Cada numbers are so skewed is because they don't really have anything behind them. And Luka Garza's been better the last two games, but like, you see what happens when you have a center on the floor that can make plays. That's why the Cada numbers and the on-off and the plus-minus look so good, because he's actually a traditional center.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Have some size, and they can kind of run their offense a little bit differently. That's why they kind of need him out there. And again, the Cada thing has been great, him developing into a player that you think can possibly contribute on the next iteration of the championship contending roster. And, you know, that might not be as a starter, right? Like, right now, I'd probably feel more comfortable with him as your number two, but you don't have anything behind him. And I think that's kind of why these numbers are so skewed. And that's not to take anything away from Cada, because he has been good. But I mean, it more so says like what this roster is, and like, you're getting just serviceable play from Cada, and it's making him look like one of the, you know, best bigs in the league.
What else can Mazzulla do in your mind? Is there anything else he can do? Is it tinkering with lineups? Is it anything specific that maybe could spark a change?
I mean, I think he's going to continue to tinker with the lineups. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised at all if Jordan Walsh starts tonight over Josh Minot. And
Did Minot play at all in the second half? He started the second half. So I wouldn't be surprised if they do that. And then if it doesn't work with Walsh, it's back to Minot.
Hot hand kind of thing.
I think it's spinning the dial with him. But I'm disappointed in him too. I thought Mazzulla would show more as a coach. I thought Brown would look like a lead dog. I thought White and Pritchard wouldn't stink. They have. I thought they'd make shots. I guess White made some last night. Like, I just thought more out of all these guys, Mazzulla included. Like, they've all been disappointed. As bad as the bottom of the roster is, and I blame ownership for that, and as crappy as their approach was, selling off pieces to save the new owner some money, which I think is pathetic, as bad as all that is, the real problem is the guys who are supposed to be good aren't performing. I mean, that's their real issue.
I mean, look at the first half last night. I mean, Luka Garza had more points than Derek White and Peyton Pritchard combined.
I mean, those guys are hurting them big time, and that might just be exposed because they're in roles that they're not supposed to be. I think Derek White, we mentioned this last week, like I thought he might be an all-star. I mean, the guy's on the Olympic team, for God's sakes. I thought he would step up and be, you know, closer to like 20-plus points per game. And again, in the modern NBA, that's not even that wild, right? Like, he's averaging like 15. He's not shooting very well. Peyton Pritchard has not been able to find the three-point shot all year long. Go from sixth man of the year to, hey, you're now in the starting lineup. You need to be our third leading scorer. I don't know. I think those guys weren't really ready for that. Like, I think they're worse based on their expectations than even like Kata or, for honestly, like Minot even is.
And I understand that they're doing other things, right? Like, Derek White's been great defensively. Mm-hmm. Peyton Pritchard's been great moving the ball. They've both been rebounding. But this team needs them to score.
Yes.
I mean,
oh, 100%.
That's the reality. Yeah. Like, they can do all these great things, and that stuff's great. And, like, you can't overstate the value of that. But they need them to score just with the makeup of this roster. So they need them to be better. And at some point, it's like you have to start getting a little concerned. It's 12 games now. It's a healthy enough sample size where it's like, okay, what's going on here? And you know, I was thinking about it, like maybe it is the more aggressive play style they're playing defensively, where they're taking more risk and they're picking up full court. Like maybe you're getting a little bit more tired and you don't have your legs under you. Because like I just don't understand how two guys that led the league in threes last year were both top 10. All of a sudden, you know, can't buy a bucket. And I understand they're in different roles and they're creating for each other. But even last night, like Derek White missed how many wide open corner threes?
Yeah.
Like three or four of them? Mm-hmm. Like that's the best shot in basketball.
Right.
And you would trust him to make those.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people are texting, why doesn't Simon start? Would you make a switch?
I think he needs to play more. I mean, we're talking about this offense, and they're not doing enough offensively. And you have a guy like Anthony Simons who can just explode. I mean, he's top eight, I believe, in three-pointers made, and he's done that in a limited role. They need to play him more.
He's been a little better, too, with the ball than I thought. Like, he had a nice play with his left hand going to the hoop last night where I was like, oh, okay. I kind of thought
assist.
I kind of thought he was more, you know, spot-up shooter and less to his game. So I've been impressed with that out of him. I wanted Pritchard to start at the beginning of the year. You wanted Pritchard off the bench, Keith.
Yeah, I want Simons to start. 100%. And Simons is shooting 41% from three, and he is an offensive player.
So, like,
they need that.
Sixth in threes made.
Yeah, in a vacuum, is that what I want? Probably not.
I don't know if that is the be-all, end-all, but I'm saying that's the place to start.
They're 5-7 and make a switch. Yeah, that might not be a bad way to go about it.
Especially the way we're talking about the offense. Like, they need scoring. That's the reality of it. There's not a ton of guys on this team that are really natural scorers. And, you know, we're talking about that four, really, like with Jordan Walsh and Josh Minot. Like, they've been hitting their corner threes to their credit, mm-hmm. but you know, you're not expecting them to score night in and night out for you. Same thing with Kata and Garza. Like, they kind of just play down the post. And, I mean, that Kata three last night, I got, like, he makes those in warm-ups.
Yeah.
Like, I know it's a lot different.
The one last night.
That was wide open.
It almost hit the rim. I mean, that was pretty good. It almost grazed the rim last night.
You grab a little bit of rim. I mean, tonight they are playing Memphis, another bad team.
Mess.
They are real bad. What do you ends up happening with Ja Morant? He's been terrible. Plus, there's all like the whole sideshow with him. But, like, you could put up with it if he was playing like an all-NBA player. But all he does is, like, turn it over and miss shots now.
I could have sworn I saw the stat. I'd have to go back and double check it. But over the last like four games, he has more turnovers than made field goals.
Yeah,
like,
that sounds right.
Mess.
He's been really bad. They still have Jaren Jackson, and then the rest of their roster is nothing.
It feels like they've been stuck in like a constant injury bug for like 3 years too.
Yeah.
Like they were like set like a record for most different starting lineups.
They need to blow it up.
He's front and center with that. Yeah. And clearly, he's not engaged.
No,
and that's an issue.
They're one of the few teams in the NBA worse than the Celtics.
But they have this stretch of games. So right now they're two games under 500, and they have Memphis, they have the Clippers who haven't been good, and then they have the Nets for two games in a row. Like, you almost need to like.
But this is already the stretch where you thought they'd be fattening up, right?
This is the one that you'd expect.
Once they got through the Rockets game, this is where you thought they'd start winning games, and they're not.
And it's the close games. Again, like, they had a chance with Orlando. They had a chance last night. They had a chance against Utah.
I mean, losing to Utah was bad. A killer. That was probably the worst game of the year.
Another offensive or late offensive rebound. Yeah. Like, and we knew it was going to be an issue, but there are certain times where it can't happen. Like, yeah, it cannot happen in the final possession.
Right. Well, that's another thing you'd like Jalen to do is box out. You know, so, I mean, that's another one where I thought both the Philly losses were so bad. I thought the opening night, this one last night, the Jazz loss individually is worse.
But
I hated both of these Philly losses. And in fairness, the Sixers have been better than I thought they were going to be this year at 7-4. But that's still frustrating to me. Let's say this is what they are, Terp. You know, they are the 11 seed in the East, and Jason Tatum's ready to come back. What do they do?
Again, I think the conversation between him coming back and how they're playing are completely separate. Like, if this is where they're at, I think it's actually might be a positive to bring him back, because you're not expecting him to put on his cape and lead them to the playoffs and play playoff minutes. Like, I guess the only thing you wouldn't want is his first minutes back to be like high leverage playoff minutes or games trying to get in. Like, you probably wouldn't want him playing in those in his first game back, right? You'd probably want a little bit lesser.
I'd be fine with that. I mean, you could still manage his minutes, but I hope he comes back to a good team and he's playing to make them either improve their standing in the Eastern Conference or to help go on a run in the Eastern Conference. Like, I hope he comes back to a good team, but it doesn't look like that's what it's going to be.
I don't think looking at like the record, if they are playing bad and, like you said, they're towards the bottom, like outside of the play-in, I don't think that should be a reason that you don't bring him back. I think any minutes that he can get on the floor to relearn his body, to get reacclimated, just see the floor is a positive, no matter what the sense is. And obviously, he's not going to come in and be playing 30, 40 minutes a game. Like, he's
There's examples of both, right? Like, Kevin Durant, same injury. He missed the entire season. They just put him on ice, and they brought him back the next year, and then he was kind of good to go. Different injury, but didn't, like, Paul George and Gordon Hayward, those were, like, horrific injuries. It wasn't Achilles. But I think they came back and did, like, 10 games or something like that, and it's then like we're ready assignment. For the next season. So,
well, I just think it'd be interesting if Tatum wants to play and they want to shut him down because they want to – they're in the lottery and they want to improve their lottery
standing. You can do both, though. Like, you play him, like, 18 minutes.
Right.
And so it's like, you know, he helps you, but he's not closing the game. They're still going to give up an offensive board. They're still going to end up losing a lot of those games, even if he plays.
I think that would be the most interesting push and pull. And unfortunately for them, I think that's right what they're on track for outside of the play-in right now. So every week at this time, we talk to Terp, Justin Turpin from WEEI. You can check him out at Justin M. Turpin on Twitter. And we'll talk to you next week, Terp, hopefully, after you've hit on one of these bozo picks.
This is a must win.
You know, you can type right into the document whenever you want. If you want to lock in Josh Jacobs,
it's already
go right
locked
ahead.
It's Josh Jacobs. That's what we're going to do.
So you already did do it.
What are the odds on
that? We had people texting saying, hey, Terp, Josh Jacobs is on my fantasy team. Take that pick back.
I'm sorry.
He's like, yeah, same. I don't like it.
It doesn't bother you at all that the Eagles were calling out their runs before they were running them?
Well, he still got in.
He did.
At the end of the game, they called it out. It changed how I wanted to run the ball.
On the fourth down play, they blew it up. Yeah. No, it's a lot of teams. The Falcons were crying about the Patriots simulating the snap count. The Ravens
were getting
blamed for that. And then this Packers-Eagles thing. There's been a lot of that lately.
Do you want to guess the odds?
Jacobs?
Josh Jacobs, anytime touchdown.
-240.
-220.
-320.
Love it.
-320.
Oh, that's an anchor leg. That's an anchor leg.
I'm doing my part.
One of us is going to have to take like a +250
just to make any bank
at all.
Nick,
you shouldn't change what we're doing.
Yeah.
Nick, you've been pretty good. Billy, you've got some wins in there.
We're going to owe someone a PS5.
Right, exactly. We're paying money back in now.
I think all time we're still up, though.
We are.
We would be.
We're set significantly. For like
10 years. Last year,
we'd really be up if we didn't have your pick last week. Yeah, we'd really be sitting on piles of cash.
Flying high.
So there you go. That's Terp every Wednesday at high noon. Pure Hoops with Justin Turpin. 617-779-7937. You can dial us up. We'll get back into the Patriots. Terp, good stuff.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.